The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This month is Brain Injury Awareness Month. There are all different types of brain injuries. The most common we hear about is a mild traumatic brain injury or a concussion. That's when you hit your head, you'll get certain symptoms like headaches, dizziness, light sensitivity. All right. If it's lasting, sometimes it'll lead to brain fog, anxiety, troubles with memory and focus, sleeping difficulties, heart palpitations. So it can lead to a lot of problems if it isn't rectified. The old way of thinking with a concussion is just to rest. But all the neuroscience has actually shown that rest makes your brain worse. If your brain is injured, we need to strengthen it. If you rest it, then it gets worse and worse and worse. Just like if you would rest a muscle, the muscle would become weaker. If you rest your brain becomes weaker. However, if you overwork your muscle, you could strain it. And if you overwork your brain, you could strain your brain. So it's an art. You got to find that happy medium where you rehab the brain and strengthen those weak areas at the same time, not overdoing it to create additional symptoms. And that's hard to find. But that is the solution. So when you have a traumatic brain injury, it's not that you want to rest. It's that you got to heal the damaged areas. There could be all different areas that are damaged. All right. The worse it is, the harder it is to fix. So how do we know if it's bad? If you've lost consciousness, that's really bad. So we don't want, you know, to lose consciousness. That makes the brain a lot worse. If you've had multiple hits to the head, that makes it worse also, especially if you haven't healed the original head injury. So you have to heal the original injury, but if you don't heal it and then you get hit again, even at a lighter hit, it could actually be a lot worse. So if you really want to rewire your brain and rehab it, it's not rest that you need, but you need to figure out which areas of the brain are damaged and what's the appropriate exercise or therapy you need to do to stimulate that weak area. That's why it's all about function. Now, don't come to me if you want a doctor to prescribe drugs. Don't come to me if you just want medicine to hide the symptoms. My patients see me because they want to get to the root cause of the problem. If you get to the root cause of the problem and treat that area, then you can have a better future. You don't have to keep going to doctors, doing all these evaluations, all these treatments, all these exams, all these referrals, all this radiation. and contrast fluid and sitting in these small tubes and getting poked and prodded with very few answers. I get the frustration. It is a sad state of affairs. This modern medical model isn't appropriate. It's not health care. This is sick care. We have to change our minds. We need a paradigm shift. And we got to stop treating symptoms. Stop waiting till bad things happen and then try and cover up the bad. The key is to heal from within. The power that made the body heals the body. But we have to unleash its potential. You have to give it the proper fuel. Right? If you give your car the wrong fuel, it's going to get run down pretty quickly. If you give your body bad fuel, it's going to get run down quickly. Now, what's fuel that a human body needs? It needs oxygen. You know, get some plants. Get some spider plants, aloe vera, money plants, snake plants. Those will purify your air. Those will give you lots of oxygen. Work on your posture. Everyone with their iPads and computers and their cell phones, everyone's slouched down with their shoulders roll in. Start looking up and rolling your shoulders back. Do it right now. Get up, look up, and roll those shoulders back. Do it for 30 seconds. It might be hard in the beginning because you're not used to it. But just like we said, the brain, you use it or you lose it. The muscles, you use it or you lose it. Your posture, you use it or you lose it. So if you don't combat your poor posture, you're just going to hunch forward and you're going to get worse and worse and worse. And you're going to look a lot older than you actually are. Let's start feeling younger. Let's reverse the aging process. But it starts with good fuel delivery. Oxygen. So we have to breathe properly. Should start doing breathing exercises where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. When you inhale, focus on your diaphragm going down and out. That will increase the capacity of your lungs, maximizing your oxygen intake. Then as you exhale, your belly will come in and it'll push your diaphragm up into the lungs and squeeze that carbon dioxide out. And imagine when you exhale, you're giving that carbon dioxide to your plants, your snake plants and your spider plants and your aloe vera plants and your money plant. Or if you do it outside, you're giving it to the trees and the bushes and the grass and the shrubs and the fruits and the veggies. So it's a symbiotic relationship. The plants benefit from our breath and we benefit from their oxygen. So don't even, you know, think it's selfish by taking their oxygen because you're giving them carbon dioxide. So you owe it to the world, to the earth, to go outside, take in some oxygen and breathe out that carbon dioxide. Notice I have you exhaling twice as long as you inhale because you want to get rid of the carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide creates an acidic environment. And all disease loves acidic environment. I'm talking about heart disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, COVID-19, the flu, they all love acidic environments. So get rid of your carbon dioxide. Breathe out. Everyone's focusing on these big inhales. Start focusing on your exhales. You can take a straw and blow bubbles in the water, or you take a straw and blow a pinwheel and see how long you can make it spin over and over and over again. Do exhalation exercises. When you inhale, that's going to increase your heart rate. When you exhale, that's going to calm down your heart. That's going to get you in a more relaxed state, is the exhale. So the best breathing exercise is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. And as you get better and better, make that last longer and longer. So instead of counting like 1, 2, 3, 4, for your inhale, you'll count a lot slower. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you hold it for 7 seconds and you exhale for 8. The slower you count at the same time keeping the same ratio, the more oxygen you get and the more carbon dioxide you get rid of. If you get rid of carbon dioxide, then you have more room for oxygen. All right, so start getting some good plants. Start going outside in the forests and the trees. Start focusing on your diaphragm when you're breathing. You don't want to breathe through your neck and your shoulders. Those are using accessory muscles of respiration. That is not good for your oxygen intake. If you breathe from your diaphragm and keep your shoulders nice and relaxed, that's a bigger benefit to your brain and your body. So that's fuel delivery, getting the oxygen, also getting the water. We have to drink half your body weight in ounces of water every day. If you weigh 150 pounds, you have to drink 75 ounces of water every single day. All right. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you have to drink 100 ounces. If you're 100 pounds, you only have to drink 50 ounces. So it's not drink 8 glasses of water a day. It's drink half your body weight in ounces. The best time to drink the water is on an empty stomach. Don't drink while eating. Right? You got to drink on an empty stomach. That way it gets absorbed best. Get a filter for your sink rather than buying plastic water bottles, which are very bad for the environment. Plus, it's bad for your health because all those plastic leach into your water. So stop drinking plastic water bottles and start drinking out of glass containers or stainless steel. That will not leach any chemicals into the water. You can get a reverse osmosis filter. You know, there's lots of ways that you can get a filter set up. But the best is to do it, you know, where they come under your sink, and you could do it on your shower heads as well. And your, you know, if you do it inside, it's much better to filter out everything, you know, especially because after the pipes, who knows what's going to get into your, in your tap water there. All right. So fuel delivery is oxygen, water, and food. Food's pretty easy. The key is to not eat all the stuff in the boxes and the cans and the bags. Is eat everything fresh with no preservatives, no food dyes, no artificial sweeteners and artificial flavors. Eat real food from the earth. Just imagine you're a hunter-gatherer like they did for thousands of years before the agricultural revolution. That killed all our food, especially in America, with the genetically modified seeds and all the chemicals they spray, the pesticides, the herbicides, all the animals that they kill just to farm these big lands without the animals eating. You know, it's really bad for the environment. All those chemicals they spray get even into the organic farms. America has the worst food in the world. It's better to eat food from a third world country where they just literally pick it out of the backyard, raise their own little chickens. That's what we should be doing. But when you go to ShopRite and you go to these places that are mass produced, it's poor quality stuff. All right, so start getting that green thumb. You know, start learning how to garden or make your own fruits and veggies. And you could do stuff inside easily too. You know, start being self-sufficient, but not relying on the supermarket for your food. Or go to some, you know, local farmer's market and get to know the farmer. And, you know, yeah, they're going to use some chemicals, but it's not going to be as bad as they use in the grocery store. All right. So eat all the colors of the rainbow and stay away from all the white foods, you know, the sugar, the dairy, all the breads and the noodles and all the those starchy, all the crackers and the cereals and the muffins and croissants and bagels and toast and all those cakes and cookies, all those white foods, all the white flour. Stay away from the white and get all the colors, get all your water, get all your oxygen. That's all your fuel delivery. So you can function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This month is Brain Injury Awareness Month. We see lots of patients with brain injuries in our offices in New York City and in New Jersey, as well as we see a lot of people virtually from around the world with a lot of concussions, traumatic brain injuries, could be strokes, could be chemical exposure, mold exposure, Lyme disease, COVID-19 long haulers. These injure the brains, right? Autoimmune disease injures the brain. It attacks your brain. That's what MS is. Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease where the body's attacking the brain. Autoimmune disease is all over the map. And each specialty just tells you what their autoimmune disease is. And what I mean by that is there's not a big difference with MS, which is an autoimmune disease of the brain, and then comparing it to celiac, which is autoimmune of the stomach, or Hashimoto's, which is autoimmune of the thyroid. So we see a lot of overlap of symptoms between all these autoimmune diseases. And the reason is they're not separate. They're all the same thing, which is the overactive nervous system creating an overactive immune system, which is going haywire and starts attacking the own body. So if everything's overactive, the solution is to calm it down. A lot of doctors for autoimmune disease are going to give immunosuppressants to calm everything down. However, that's not getting to the root cause of the problem, which can be certain foods that you eat. I would say the six worst foods you could eat for autoimmune disease, and I'll give you a short list right now: MS, rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's, psoriasis, Hashimoto's, Graves, IBS, fibromyalgia, celiac disease. These are all autoimmune diseases. The body's attacking itself. Okay? One of the most important things are to avoid these top six autoimmune foods. Number one is gluten. Number two is dairy. Number three is corn. Number four is soy. Number five is coffee. And number six is alcohol. Those are the top six autoimmune foods that I would avoid if you want to reverse autoimmune disease and bring those antibodies down. You could do a little science experiment. Don't trust me. You know, don't believe me what I'm saying. Do it yourself and you see the results. You know, I'm just here to kind of open up your mind and let you know there are other options out there besides just taking all these medicines and doing all these surgeries. You can heal your body, but you got to figure out what works best for you. Don't believe everything I say. I don't believe, you know, what other people say. I kind of read a lot and do a lot of research and read the journals. And then luckily I have, you know, so many patients that I've seen. I've seen over 100,000 patients. You know, I've been doing this since 2000, 24 years. Celebrating my 19th anniversary in New York City next week. 19 years in New York City. Imagine how many patients I see in all shapes and sizes and colors and ages. seen it all different diseases. And I've learned a lot, and I'm sharing this knowledge with you. But take what I'm teaching you, go out, try it yourself, but do some scientific measurement. All right? So, you know, there's lots of ways to measure. If you want to do your memory, you could do a MOCA test, M-O-C-A. Just Google it. It's free. You can download the MOCA, and you need a partner just to help you take it. And there's different versions. You could do version one, and they do version two. So the person giving the test doesn't know the answers already. And it's a quick test. Just takes a few minutes, and you want to get at least a 26 out of 30. That is one of the best tests you could do right now on your own just to see how your brain's functioning. It's a MOCA test, M-O-C-A. It's completely free, no charge. All right? And what's all neurologists do in the whole country. Everybody, and you're at 20 or 15 or 10, you could see that jump up a lot. And we see patients who are literally can't get any score. They get a 0, 1, 2, 3. You know, and some of the tests are like, you know, what is today's date? Is just if you get that right, you get a bunch of points there. All right, so download the MOCA test to measure for your memory. It's a very good test just to kind of give you an idea of where you are right now. All right, and the idea is never let that number get worse. You know, make sure that you keep your brain stronger and stronger. It is not normal for your memory to get worse as you get older. But when people have these traumatic brain injuries, they see their memory getting worse, more brain fog, less focus, not as good motivation and organization and planning. That doesn't have to be the case. If you've had a traumatic brain injury, even a mild traumatic brain injury, if you had a concussion when you were a little kid, and it wasn't even a concussion, but, you know, because they didn't even diagnose it back then, but, you know, you say, hey, you know what? I did get hit in the head a couple of times growing up. You know, it can still affect you to this day. Maybe it is, you know, something that's affecting you right now that you could change. You could rewire your brain. It's called neuroplasticity. And you could do brain exercises to stimulate those weak areas of the brain to create more connections, more mitochondria, more ATP production, you know, activating those stem cells. It can happen, but you have to work for it. Again, I'm not the doctor that's just going to give you some magic pill. There is no magic pill, right? If there was a concussion pill, all these football players would just take it and they'd be fine. But they showed, the research shows that 99% of all these football players have severe brain damage. We have to, you know, fix their brains now so it doesn't lead to Alzheimer's and dementia down the road. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You got to strengthen your brain now before it becomes a major issue. And if you're already having issues, better start working out now. Because the longer you wait, the harder it is to reverse. But the good news is you can reverse it. So it's not normal for your memory to get worse. My name is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and I am a brain expert, and I can teach you ways to improve your memory and your focus so that you function better, feel better, and live a better life. All you have to do is put in the work. With anything in life, if you put in the work, you can get the results. And the work can be a lot of different things. It's not just the fuel delivery and breathing right and drinking the water and getting the nutrition. It could be dealing with your emotional stress. It could be dealing with some environmental stresses, some electromagnetic frequency issues, some mold in your house. You could have an old tick bite where the Lyme disease has been lying dormant. You could have been exposed to COVID-19 and you still haven't killed off those last few stragglers and still affecting your brain to this day. You could have had a traumatic birth where the cord was wrapped around your neck. You could have had a concussion playing sports growing up or a car accident. There are so many different things that can affect your brain today, but the key is to get to the root cause of the problem and figure out where the damage is, so then you could take action and do something about it. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. More when we come back from the break.
Fastech Industries helps you with all your construction and demolition weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt, throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Rear-load trash containers from 1 to 10 yards, compactors from 25 to 40 yards. Number one supplier of recycled product. Number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials from bluestone and sand to Belgian block. Number one provider of roll-off containers. Take it from Joe P. Call and ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. 718-494-1600. Mention this ad for $25 off your next roll-off container rental. Go online to FazTechIndustries.com. F-A-Z-T-E-C-I-N-D.com. FazTech Industries is now serving Westchester County. FazTech Industries is a DeFazio company.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend Rob Sabah and his family. The Sabah family has owned and operated Honda for over 60 years. 60 years serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother-in-law, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family makes you feel like you're part of their family. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%. You can't find that anywhere else. No payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Best prices around. They will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Civic, HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive home today. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to brosnanrisk.com. BROSNANRISK.com.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
You can have a traumatic brain injury and completely recover back to normal. And you might not have any traumatic brain injury, and your memory can get worse and worse as you get older. If you're just a person that does the same thing every week over and over and over again, your brain's going to get worse. It's just like a muscle. You use it or you lose it. Start using it. And I'm not talking about just doing the crossword puzzle every day or doing some game on your cell phone. You have to use it in different ways every single day. The brain loves novelty. Novelty is new things. You have to do new things that you've never done before. You've got to travel to new places. You have to meet new people. It is very important that you do something new every single day. Now, when I say something new, is it learning a new language? Yeah, that would be great. Is it Learning a new musical instrument. Amazing. That would be fantastic. But it could be just, you know, learning how to garden like we were talking about before. Learning how to put up a shelf. Learn how to clean water, to filter out bad stuff out of water, maybe fluoride or something like that. Learn how to build a fire. Learn how to change a flat tire. The more you learn, the better your brain functions. So when people go to retirement and they start challenging their brains and they just sit on the couch and watch TV all day, Netflix, or go on YouTube, it's not good. So retirement's one of the worst things for the brain. My wife always says, oh, when are you going to retire? I say, I'm never going to retire. I never want to retire because then that's when my brain is going downhill. And I'm always doing new things, whether it's writing a new book. You know, I have two books out right now. I'm writing a third. One of my books is called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. The second book is called Concussion Discussions. And that you could get by calling my office at 646-221-6738. And I also have two radio shows. I write for the two different newspapers. One is called the Pascack Press. The other is called the Northern Valley Press. I'm a teacher, a neurology professor. I taught at Tri-State College in Manhattan. I taught neurology, pathology, anatomy, physiology. I do keynote speaking at lots of different events and seminars. I have my own seminar series. That's actually starting this month. It's all different seminars. They're live. They're over Zoom. They're in person. The next seminar is about depression and anxiety and natural ways on how to boost your brain power. So you're out of stress mode. You increase your brain's function. So you can focus better and motivate and organize. And not be so worried and overthinking everything. And the mind going a million miles per hour. It's a problem here, especially in this tri-state area. There are lots of people with anxiety and depression, and we need to help those people. So sign up for the seminar series if you're interested in that. The seminar series is once a month. So it will be the last Tuesday of every month. And there's one in March, April, May, June, and July. So there's five seminars of the seminar series, and they each cover different topics. The first one that's coming up is anxiety and depression. But then the next one in April is going to be about sleep and energy. And then the next one is going to be about brain nutrition. What can you eat to improve your brain function? What do you need to avoid that's causing all this inflammation? A lot of brain inflammation we see. Then we're actually going to go over exercises, brain exercises to improve your memory, and eye exercises to improve your vision. and physical therapy exercises to improve your posture and different aerobic and anaerobic exercises to build muscle and get your bones strong and good for your heart. Stomach exercises and diaphragm exercises and kidney exercises. You're not going to want to miss it. That's a great module. And then there's going to be the Boost Your Brain Power Boot Camp. That's how it ends in July, the last Tuesday of July, where we go over everything that all together, we put it all together. So even if you kind of miss one, you could get it all. And here's the deal. They're normally $200 each, but all you have to do is pay $97 for the first one, and you're going to get the next four completely free at no extra charge. So it's less than $20 a module. So it's a pretty good deal. It's live every last Tuesday of the month, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's in person in River Edge, New Jersey. If you can come there, you could do it over Zoom. We have a lot of people that are from all over the world and all over the country that are going to be joining us on Zoom. And if you can't make it live at that time, Eastern Standard Time, 6:30, you could get a recording. All right, you can get a recording, so there's no pressure for you to be there, and you could keep that for life, and you could, you know, share it with your friends and family. So there's no excuse. You can come live. If you do come live, there'll be lots of giveaways, and there'll also be some food and some, you know, different therapies, and you'll be lots of healthy people too. So it'll be fun. So I would definitely recommend it. That is the Boost Your Brain Power Seminar Series. All you have to be is one of the first seven people to call, text, or email. You could get all five seminars for only $97. All right, so that's less than $20 a seminar. Just call or text 646-221-6738. Or you could email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just say you want to be one of the first seven people to get all five seminars for only $97. And that way your brain will function better, feel better, and you'll live a better life. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. I am a brain expert, and I'm going to teach you a natural, holistic ways how to improve your memory and focus, and at the same time, reducing anxiety and depression. Now, just like you can exercise your biceps by doing curls and your biceps will grow, you could do brain exercises and make your brain strengthen. Now, with a traumatic brain injury, you got to figure out which areas of the brain aren't working. Sometimes we have to do eye exercises. Sometimes we have to do balance exercises. Sometimes we have to do breathing exercises. Sometimes we need cold laser. Sometimes we need neurofeedback. Sometimes we need hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Sometimes we need a peripheral nerve stimulator. Sometimes we need to work on their posture, their alignment. Sometimes we got to work on their diet, their nutrition. We got to reduce inflammation. Sometimes we got to work on their sleep, work on their hormones, their cortisol. So every patient is different. And the key is to figure out what you specifically need. All right. So the way to do that is through neurologic testing. One of the best tests you could do is called a QEEG brain mapping. A QEEG brain mapping will actually check all the different waves of your brain. There's alpha brain waves. There's beta brain waves. There's theta. There's delta. They each have a different purpose. Alpha is how you normally are on day to day. Most of the day, your brain will be in that alpha brain wave. When you really need to think or focus, that's going to be the beta brain waves. You know, let's say you're giving a presentation at work or you're taking a test or you're, you know, in school and you got to take a bunch of notes and you got to really pay attention to what the professor is saying. Or you're learning something, you're reading a book. Or you're playing a game of chess and you really got to focus and think three moves ahead. That's the beta brain waves. The theta, that's when you're just daydreaming, looking outside. It's a rainy day. Or, you know, the birds are chirping in the morning. You're in la-la land. Kind of daydreaming. That's the theta brain waves. When you're sleeping, that's the delta. So the brain is always functioning in different ways throughout the day. You know, you're going to get a little bit of each of those throughout the day, right? Now, those aren't as important as the location of these abnormal brain waves. So what you could do is called a QEEG brain mapping. You wear a cap and it's got electrodes attached to all the different areas of your brain. And it's going to measure all these different brain waves. And based on the location of where we find the abnormal brain waves, that's going to tell us which areas of the brain aren't functioning well and which areas of the brain are functioning well. So this, it can tell us, do you have anxiety? Do you have depression? Do you have working memory deficit? Do you have short-term memory problems, immediate memory problems, long-term memory problems? Do you have excessive emotionality? Do you have trouble with your executive functions, motivation, organization, planning, social behavior, anxiety, depression? Do you lose things easily? Do you have insomnia or sleep deprivation? Do you have a thyroid problem? Do you have intestinal inflammation? Right? The QEEG brain mapping can literally pick all of that up. Have you had a concussion? Have you had a pathology? Heavy metal poisoning? Do you have a traumatic brain injury? I love this QEEG brain mapping. And the gift is that we're going to give to the first 7 listeners to call, text, or email. You could get the QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $500, for only $21. All you got to do is call, text, or email 646-221-6738. If you've had a traumatic brain injury, you have to do this. This is the most important test and can tell us which areas of the brain are functioning well and which are not. And even if you haven't had a traumatic brain injury, you have a brain, so you want to figure out before it becomes problematic what is going on. If you want to email us, you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. The next good test that we're going to give a gift for is VNG, video nystagmography. This test is great. You wear these goggles and you watch this red light, and it's got an infrared camera that measures your eye movements. And the eyes go left and right and up and down, and they go fast and slow, and you don't know where they are, and there's repeated patterns, and there's different lights and no lights. And so we all do all these little brain tests, and we could see, is one area overactive and is one area underactive. You know, a lot of times we'll see that. I was just on the Joe Piscopo show on Friday, and he was asking me about bipolar disorder. And I said, yes, the VNG test will pick this up because it tells us which areas are overactive. That's the mania. And which areas are underactive, right? And I said, that's more the kind of down, depressive one, right? So when people have severe depression, it's underactive. When they have mania or anxiety, it's overactive, right? So the VNG is great at picking out which areas are overactive, because for those areas, we got to calm it down. And then which areas are underactive, for those, we have to stimulate. So for example, one exercise that's going to be more relaxing for the nervous system is the breathing exercise we were talking about. Inhale for 4, hold for 7, out for 8. Or gargling. You can gargle really intensely. And if you gargle really intensely, that will help stimulate what's called your vagus nerve, which is part of your parasympathetic nervous system, which is going to help get you out of that fight or flight mode into a more relaxed rest and digest state. Now, let's say you want to strengthen your brain. We're working on that cerebellum. So what you could do is you want to strengthen the cerebellum, do a complicated movement. So you do clockwise circles with your left leg. So you keep your left leg straight and draw clockwise circles. And then with your left hand, keep your arm straight and draw a big number 6 in the air, starting from the top. So you get into a groove with the leg. You're doing clockwise circles over and over without stopping. And then as you do that, you're going to try one at a time, draw a big number 6 with your left leg. That's more stimulating. That's more challenging, right? And I might do it on the left side for some patients and on the right side for other. And that might help with bipolar. That might help with anxiety. It might help with depression. It might help with low motivation, low focus, poor organization. It might help with overactive ADHD. The brain's firing a million miles per hour. So many distractions. So it all depends. Everybody's brain's different. So sometimes we got to relax it. Sometimes we got to stimulate it. That's why the VNG is the best test for that. That test is normally $500, but for the first 7 people to call, text, or email, you could get the VNG for only $21. All you have to do is call, text, or email 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Now, the last test we're going to talk about is a one-on-one with me, yours truly, Dr. Eric Kaplan. And during this test, you know, bring in the MoCA test if you've done it, bring in any blood work if you've done it. If you do the QEEG brain mapping, we'll go over that. If you did the VNG, we'll go over that. Then we'll also check your memory, your lungs, your heart, your gut, your reflexes, your posture, your respiration. Do complete physical neurologic evaluation. Takes about 45 minutes to do everything. It's normally $500, but for the first 7 people to call, text, or email, you can get that for only $21 as well. And if you want, you could do all 3. You could do the VNG, the QEEG brain mapping, and the one-on-one with me. You can do all 3 in the same day if you have the time, and you only have to pay $21 each. But it's only for the first 7 people. So you got to call 646-221-6738, or you could email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And don't forget to sign up for our seminar series. We have 5 seminars coming up. It's the last Tuesday of every month. It's from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. It is live in River Edge, New Jersey. If you can't make it in New Jersey, you could do it over Zoom. If you can't do it over Zoom, you could get the recording. And you still only have to pay $97. And the gift we're giving is if you pay $97 for the Depression and Anxiety Boost Your Brain Power Seminar Series, we're going to throw in the next 4 seminars completely free at no extra charge. So it literally comes out to about $19 a seminar for each of the next 5 seminars for the Boost Your Brain Power Seminar Series. Just be one of the first 7 people to call, text, or email. The number is 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. For more information, you can go to our website, kaplandc.com. You can also subscribe, get notifications for our YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body. We also have a TikTok, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We have an Instagram, @KaplanBrainandBody. We also have Facebook, @KaplanBrainandBody. And if you want the radio show here, you could go on to the website. If you miss past shows, just put in Boost Your Brain Power, Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you'll get my show, and you can listen to all the old shows as well. Hope you guys learned a lot. Remember, this month is Traumatic Brain Injury Awareness Month. So if you know anyone who's had a concussion or a traumatic brain injury, let them know about this show. Let them know about my special deals that we have to analyze their brain so they could take advantage. And if you want, you could even call up and schedule a friend as a gift, and you can give that to them as well. All right. And this is Dr. Eric Kaplan teaching you the best ways to function better, feel better, and live a better life.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.